The World This Week. Business.
Microsoft began hunting for a new chief executive after Steve Ballmer's unexpected decision to step down within 12 months. He took over the job from Bill Gates in 2000. Under his leadership, Microsoft has remained a software behemoth, but some investors have criticized it for being too cautious. It was late entering the mobile device market, and Windows will power fewer of the 200 million tablets expected to be sold this year. One question is whether the committee searching for Mr. Ballmer's successor will tap an outsider to shake things up.
In the latest mega deal in the drugs industry, Amgen, the world's biggest biotechnology company, agreed to buy Onyx, which specializes in cancer treatments, for $10.5 billion. In a separate deal, AstraZeneca said it would acquire Amplimmune, which produces therapies to boost the human immune system against cancer, for $500 million.
Nissan set 2020 as the year it intends to roll out its first driverless car for the mass market. A number of car makers are working on prototypes with driverless technology, as is Google, but Nissan is the first to promise a production date. Next year it will open an experimental town in Japan to road test autonomous cars. But even if the vehicles are ready by 2020, it is unlikely that the laws and infrastructure to support them will be.
Vodafone confirmed it was in discussions with Verizon about the possible disposal of its 45% stake in Verizon Wireless. Vodafone took its holding in 1999, but has been trying to either sell it or spin it off for years. The stake is worth around $130 billion.
Emerging market currencies continued to take a battering. The Indian rupee fell below 68 to the dollar for the first time in its worst one-day decline since 1995. This was despite the government unveiling a 10-point plan to reduce India's current account deficit. And the Turkish lira fell to a new record low after the governor of Turkey's central bank alarmed investors by saying he was not worried at all about exchange rates.
South Africa's economy grew by 3% at an annualized rate in the second quarter, well below the 7% needed to reduce unemployment significantly. One bright spot is manufacturing, which is benefiting from the depreciating rand.
The prospect of a Western military strike on Syria weighed heavily on markets. Gold prices were at three-month highs, Brent oil hit a six-month peak, and West Texas Intermediate was at its highest for 2 years.
BATS Global Markets and Direct Edge Holdings, America's third and fourth biggest stock market operators by volume, announced a merger. BATS, which stands for Better Alternative Trading System, was founded by a high-frequency trader. Its merger with Direct Edge will make it the second biggest equity stock market ahead of NASDAQ. NASDAQ, meanwhile, launched an inquiry into the electronic glitch that caused it to cease trading for 3 hours on August 22nd.
Josef Ackermann resigned as chairman of Zurich Insurance following the suspected suicide of its chief financial officer. Mr. Ackermann, a former boss of Deutsche Bank, said he was stepping down because he believed that it was what the dead man's family wanted.
Mark Carney, the governor of the Bank of England, toughened his pledge to keep interest rates at 0.5% until the unemployment rate falls to 7%. He said 7% was not a trigger and rates would be kept low until there is a broad recovery. Markets have factored in a rate increase for 2015, a year sooner than when the central bank expects to raise them.
Brazil raised its main interest rate for the fourth time since April to 9% to tackle doggedly high inflation.
Sweden's government proposed tougher capital requirements for the country's banks and gave new powers to implement the rules to the Financial Supervisory Authority rather than the central bank. Sweden's banks account for a large chunk of the economy, The level of household debt is among the highest in Europe.
America's Treasury Department warned that the government's borrowing limit would be reached by mid-October, which is earlier than many had expected. The last big fight over increasing the debt ceiling was in 2011.
Walmart, America's biggest private sector employer, extended health care and other benefits to the partners of its unmarried staff, including its gay employees, in all 50 states. To qualify, a couple need only confirm that they have been in a relationship for at least a year and have an indefinite commitment to live together.